Okay, so get this. We're diving deep into how caterpillars avoid getting eaten.
Really interesting stuff.
Right. We're going way past the usual camouflage and looking at how a caterpillar's color can totally change their chances of surviving.
Like what color is best in what part of the world?
Exactly. And we've got this awesome global study to help us understand it all.
Yeah, the study's super cool. The scientists basically used these like colorful clay caterpillars and put them out in the wild.
Like little spies?
Exactly, like sending out these little colorful spies to see what would happen.
So they were looking at how predators react to different colors.
Yep. They put these clay caterpillars in 11 different spots all over the globe, from cold areas to the tropics.
Wow, so they were really trying to get a global perspective on this.
Exactly. And they used all sorts of colors, too. Black, blue, brown, green, red, violet, white, yellow, you name it.
So like a whole rainbow of caterpillars.
Pretty much. And get this, they could actually tell which predator had attacked the clay caterpillar just by looking at the marks left behind.
Wow. So like a bird beak would leave a different mark than an ant bite.
Exactly. It's like detective work, but for caterpillars.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our colorful caterpillar spies, but what were the researchers actually hoping to find out?
They were looking at this idea called luminance, which is basically how much something stands out from the stuff around it.
So like if you're wearing a bright yellow shirt in a forest, you'd be super easy to see.
Exactly. You'd have high luminance.
So a caterpillar's color isn't just about blending in, it's about how much it pops against its background.
That's it. And that can be totally different depending on where you are in the world.
So like a color that's great camouflage in one place could be a beacon for predators somewhere else.
Right. So in like colder forests with more light, the researchers found that birds were more likely to go after the darker caterpillars.
Because they stood out more against the lighter background.
Exactly. But get this, in tropical forests where it's much darker under the trees, the opposite was true.
What? So the light-colored caterpillars got attacked more?
Yeah. The white ones, which had the highest luminance, got eaten the most in the tropical forests.
Wait, so if I was a caterpillar chilling in the tropics, I'd want to wear my darkest colors.
It does sound kind of strange, but remember the understory of a tropical forest is pretty dimly lit.
Right, like being in a room with the lights turned down low.
Exactly. So anything bright, even white, is going to stand out.
Wow. It's like caterpillars need to know the local fashion trends to survive. Dress for the environment you're in.
That's a great way to put it. And speaking of fashion, there's this one color that predators just don't seem to like.
Oh, really? Like a universal no-no. Tell me more.
I will, but first a quick break. It's yellow. They just seem to avoid the yellow caterpillars.
Yellow. Right. Really? Like a bright, sunny yellow.
Yep, that's the one. Both birds and arthropods just left them alone no matter where they were.
Wow. So you're saying if I'm a caterpillar, I should ditch the camouflage and just rock a yellow outfit.
Well, it seems to work for them. The researchers think yellow might act as a kind of universal warning sign in forests.
Like nature's version of a hazard symbol.
Exactly. Maybe because it stands out so much against all the green leaves. It's like saying, hey, don't even think about eating me.
I love that nature's hazard symbol. Okay, so we've got caterpillars rocking their camo, or maybe even going full-on yellow. But what about the predators themselves? You mentioned something earlier about where birds were most active. I always thought the tropics would be like a bird paradise with tons of food.
You'd think so, right? But it turns out things weren't quite that simple. We actually found that birds were attacking caterpillars more often the further away you got from the equator.
Wait, really? So more bird attacks closer to the poles? That's not the tropics I imagined.
Yeah, it seems kind of counterintuitive. We know there are tons of birds in the tropics, and they're always looking for food. But the researchers came up with a few ideas about why this might be.
Okay, lay them on me. I'm all ears.
Well, first off, most studies on this stuff kind of focus on what's happening down on the forest floor. But in tropical rainforests, there's a whole lot going on up in the canopy.
Right, like you're missing a whole layer of the action if you're just looking at the ground.
Exactly. So maybe there's a ton of bird predation happening way up high that we're just not seeing. And then there's the whole visibility thing. We talked about luminance before,
yeah,
right?
How much something stands out from its background.
Right. So imagine you're trying to find something dark in a dimly lit room.
Like trying to find your black cat in a dark room.
Exactly. Well, the understory of a tropical forest can be pretty dark and dense with all those leaves. So it might be really hard for birds to see caterpillars down there no matter what color they are.
So even if there are lots of birds around, they might not be very good at finding their snacks.
Exactly. And there's one more piece to this puzzle. Tropical birds have way more food options than birds in colder places.
Yeah, they've got all those fruits and flowers and stuff.
Right, so they might not be as focused on caterpillars because they've got so many other things to eat.
It's like, why bother with a salad when you've got a whole buffet in front of you?
That's a great way to put it. But here's a thought. What if those other food options are also affected by the seasons?
Ooh, yeah. Like, what if a drought wipes out all the fruit trees? Would that make the birds suddenly more interested in caterpillars?
It's totally possible. This study actually looked at predation over a longer period of time than a lot of other studies, so they were able to see how things changed with seasons.
And that's really important because
yeah.
It means a caterpillar that's perfectly hidden in the spring might stick out like a sore thumb in the fall when the leaves change color.
Exactly. Imagine a caterpillar blending in perfectly with those bright green leaves in the spring. Then all of a sudden the leaves turn brown and red and bam, they're totally exposed.
So their camouflage has like an expiration date. Do caterpillars have any ways to deal with these seasonal changes?
That's a great question. Maybe some caterpillars can actually change their color as they grow to match the changing seasons.
Oh, wow. Like a chameleon.
Kinda. Or maybe they become more active at night when it's harder for predators to see them. There are so many cool survival strategies out there. It's one of the things that makes studying nature so awesome.
Absolutely. This whole deep dive has really shown us that something as simple as color can be the difference between life and death for a caterpillar.
It's like a never-ending battle between predators and prey. Each one is always trying to outsmart the other. And the environment plays a huge role in shaping their strategies.
Definitely. We've learned that the best outfit for a caterpillar depends on where they are, who's trying to eat them, and even what time of year it is.
It's like a giant puzzle with all these different pieces fitting together, and that's what makes ecology so fascinating.
It really is. And this study showed us that we can always learn more about the world around us, even about things we thought we already understood.
Absolutely. It's a reminder to never stop asking questions, exploring, and being amazed by nature.
Well said. This deep dive has given me so much to think about, and I bet it's done the same for you. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the colorful world of caterpillars and the predators that hunt them. Until next time, stay curious.